Yes, y'all know what it is, man. It's the Earn an ISO show. You know what I mean? We back at it. Another Friday, you know what I mean? And, you know, not quite like the Q&A, but sometimes we get those questions that just garner a little more attention. And this Friday is no different, man. So this Friday is a Q&A, a question that we may spend this whole episode on, you know what I mean? You know, break apart, dive into, and, you know, our comparisons and everything, and so forth and so on. This joint says, my wife thinks it's okay to keep pictures from an affair. Is this normal? 34-year-old male seeking advice on this. I discovered my wife's 5-month affair during the holidays. Since then, I've tried to rebuild the relationship, but it has come to my attention that she is keeping photos, deliberately hiding them into her emails and not on her phone where she previously had them. I had discovered on 2 occasions the pictures on her phone, which she then both times reluctantly removed. Turns out she sent them to her email to hide away and cherish. These are pictures of her and him looking happy in various locations where they met up on 4 occasions whilst I thought she was seeing friends on holidays. She is a stay-at-home mom. Since having children and my work meant I travel a lot, so when this started, I thought it was good for her to take a chance and go away when I was back and catch up with friends, having been stuck at home with the little ones a lot. Is this normal? She says it's a memory, a chapter from her life. I state all the blinding obvious reasons why it's not fair and that those memories signify the worst thing anyone could suffer or endure knowing about from their life partner. She says it's the same as saying, what if we split and later she finds someone else who says remove photos of your ex-husband? I'm convinced she is a narcissist for many reasons. I may add her later, but for now on, I'm too tired to divulge. All right, you know what I'm saying? I guess he didn't want to go to. I told her I was leaving and done last week. Then over the weekend, completely love bombed me with tears and promises. Now it seems she's done a U-turn and refuses to seek individual therapy. Due to deep held resentments dating back our entire life, among other things, her emotions can bounce back and forth wildly. And when she's enraged, comes out with the most horrible comments, such as the children don't love me as much as her. She wouldn't allow contact with my parents, etc. Furthermore, when I stated even her mother said she needed help, it now appears she used triangulation on me. Okay. And shown that when confronted, her mom says she doesn't need therapy, including saying it's too soon to say it's over. My friend and my mom both say so. You say mom, so I'm guessing, you know what I mean, from out of state. Anyways, you can see this is a long story, but what I want to is help on figuring out if it's completely okay and normal to think that keeping pictures of an affair partner behind someone's back whilst you're in a happy marriage and kids' perfect life carries on. Seeking support, but importantly, I need you guys' brutally honest opinions as to whether or not, you know what I mean, I'm being unfair. That was a lot, bro. That was a lot.
You know, say no more, because you're going to get brutal honesty from me.
That was a lot.
So his wife cheated.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she's keeping the memories from it, like the pictures and
that's
all
what
that
she said.
From
yeah.
the guy that cheated on him with. See?
Yeah, that's what she said. She used an example on him as if I leave you and I go into another relationship, that's like somebody telling me to get rid of pictures of you. That was the example that she gave him on why she keep it. So this motherfucker on the same level as me.
So
that's wild.
So when I comb your head, I'm wrong.
That's wild. So he on the same level as me. You putting pictures of your ex-husband on the same level as pictures of a motherfucker you had an affair with. Wow.
What's your rank? See?
That's wild.
See? What's your rank?
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? you were, she picked you based on, you were probably, you the best of the rest.
Right. The thing that's weird about relationships, right? Because you hear that shit a lot. Like, you know what I'm saying? She needed a girl's night out. Because he said he worked, he traveled, right? So he said within there, like, upon me traveling and coming back, I wanted to give her time because she's been dealing with the kids. That's part of her life. Like, that's her life. That's the life you chose. If you chose to have kids, that's your life. Why do you think that you deserve a break from your life? Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, like, a woman should be bogged down and dealing with kids all the time. But that's your life. That's just a part of your life. So what am I giving you this break from? Like, all right, if you need time, yo, me and the kids going to go out. You got the day to yourself, babe. But you need to go away? You know what I mean? I don't know. People be doing that shit like that. I'm not that type of dude. I'm not that type of guy that I'm going to give you a break from your life. That's just your life. You know what I mean? That's a life that we chose together. We sat down and we made an agreement on, all right, you want to have kids? All right, let's have some kids. Two kids. And now you and this joint talking about something. I need a break. A break from what? What we decided? So that's why I'm saying, like, you know what I mean? I don't understand that shit. Because people do that shit all the time. You know, she just need, like, a girl's night out. Don't get me wrong. That's cool. You know what I mean? Because every night my wife go out with a couple friends. But then they be like, oh, we going away to a certain spot. Ho. How you going all? How you need a night all the way over there? Y'all need a girl's trip. I don't believe in that shit. Girl's trips? Fuck is y'all going to do away from this your family over here. So, you know what I mean? I don't, certain shit people, couples do. That's not my thing. Now, we going to go out somewhere. We can do that together. But all that shit, you going, you know what I mean, states and over to enjoy some shit away from us, or you in another country? Nah, that shit ain't happening.
My man. She chose you. She chose you based on survival. You know what I mean? That's what it was. That's how she feel about you. And what's going to happen here is what people say, where women get bored in life and they start fantasizing and all that. Mm. And they forget the fact that the man you complaining about is the man that's taking care of you. Mm. You know what I mean? I'm bored or tired of being in this house. Okay, because you can be like a lot of women who got to be a mother and drag their ass to work.
Right.
So people act like that's a bad thing that you got somebody that can take care of you. See, but the problem with this is in life is a lot of people get chose based on the fact that she with you because you can provide. Because even I said that. It's women that I could tell when I'm around them, they're trying to stick around because I'm a man that's willing to get up and work. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm going to make sure stuff get done. I'm going to make sure bills get paid. And they could be around you. A woman can feel that about you.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. A woman can feel that around her. Okay, he take life seriously and he going to get stuff done. He not a man that he don't got no answers and she just can't get paid and he ain't got no answer and he just don't know what to do and he can't, you know what I mean? A woman can be around you and just figure out about you that, okay, I ain't going to starve with him.
Right.
Because some niggas just don't got no answers. They just, if you broke, they just broke. They didn't eat today, they just didn't eat today.
Right.
So women can figure that about you real quick. If you a nothing ass person or you a person that's about something.
Right.
Know what I mean? So that's what you got. That's, to me, that's what I feel like this situation is. You know what I'm saying? She chose you. She chose you based on you gonna get up and go to work every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Know what I mean? But as far as the whole one, I mean, what some people call, what people call burning desire. Now, I mean, here we a little bit more ghetto. We call it I'm choosing a man and make me wet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. That man make her wet. That's what it is. That man make her wet. And because for her to be married to you and then say, I'm not going to delete that.
Those is memories, dog.
Those are memories of an affair. Think about how they sound.
That's what she said. Those are her memories.
Those dog. Are memories of an affair, and she telling you those are memories.
Yeah.
That man ranks higher than you.
The part of my life that I don't want to forget.
She ain't going to forget because she going to never stop messing with that man. She ain't going to never stop messing with that man. That man rank higher than you. That man could probably have whatever he want. He could call her whenever.
Every time we get these type of questions, it's all similar, right?
Yeah.
Because it's always the guy
trying to that's figure
so
it out.
Compassionate yeah. of the woman, even though the woman did wrong. You feeling like you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
She did wrong, you feeling like you fucked up. You know what I mean? You matter more than me. Mm. So just think about that. If I'm the man and I'm telling you, you matter more than me, and the woman is telling me, I matter more than you, you don't matter at all.
Mm.
She showed you, I matter more than you. You telling her, you matter more than me. Because even though I'm hurt, I'm trying to figure out, what can we do to move forward? Am I wrong? Am I being unfair? Think about that. Are you being unfair because you upset that she keeping pictures of an affair?
Mm.
That's crazy to me, yo. How do you value somebody more than you that don't give a fuck about you? You show me all you care about is you. Why do I care about... Oh, man, that's... Yo, every time we get to these questions, it's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way. We get so caught up in the relationship of the woman. We get so caught up in the woman. You forget about yourself. To the point where if the woman do something, you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I must not been on my game. That's why she cheated on me. Come on, man. Stop that. Y'all, y'all got to start thinking more highly of yourself. You got that woman for a reason. You wasn't that person. That shit is crazy. The relationship diminished who you was. Because if you was that way going in, the woman probably wouldn't want to be with you. If you was this weak, defeated person, not even trying to talk about you personally. If you was this weak, defeated person, the woman wouldn't want to be with you. During the relationship, you got so involved, you forgot who you was. And y'all need to chill with that shit.
Yeah, because her telling you no, she ain't gonna get rid of this shit.
Dog.
It's crazy to me. It's an affair. It's not like, oh, this is the guy that I dated in college. You see what I'm saying? And I just had a picture or two of him. Now, I mean, that's just part of my life. We just had a picture of maybe y'all was at a party or y'all was at some diner somewhere and somebody took a picture of y'all and you kept that picture. It's not like you love that motherfucker more than you love your husband, but you just kept that picture as a part of your life.
But
no, I cheated on you.
Yeah.
And the guy I cheated on you with, I want to keep memories of the guy that I cheated on you with.
She says it's a memory, a chapter from her life.
See? When I comb your head, I'm wrong.
Dog. A chapter of her life.
Right.
Because, you know what I mean, in what you gave us, the little short, you know what I mean, paragraph, the long paragraph you gave us, you said,
right.
You felt as though, you felt as though because you was traveling, working, you felt bad because she was home with the kids.
Oh my God, I feel so bad that the bills are getting paid and food's on the table, and she ain't got to be stressing financially.
Right. But in the beginning, he told us it was a 5-month affair. But you said, because I felt bad because you was working, I gave you some time away. So it don't mean that the time that she was away, she just had the affair then. No, she carried it from there and brought that shit back home and continued that shit on for months. I'm pretty sure you ain't give her a 5-month vacation. So whatever she did then, she brought that shit home and still in the midst of you being there, the kids and everything, she still carried on that affair. Come on, man. What? And you feel bad. Am I unfair because I told her to delete the photos? From the moment you told me that you gave me the comparison of, well, it's just like if we break up and I'm like, and somebody was like, get rid of the picture of your ex-husband. Bitch, don't put me on the level with that motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know I mean? That motherfucker ain't making sure you eat every day.
Oh, you thought that was some type of compliment? That's what made me feel good?
Dog, I don't understand this shit.
I don't. How was that supposed to make me feel?
Right.
You saying that.
This motherfucker, he ain't making sure the lights is on every day. You eating every day. You good. He not doing that. He got all the benefits with none of the responsibilities.
Exactly.
Come on, man. Y'all need to stop that shit, bro. For real. Y'all need to stop that shit, yo.
Is he the reason why these lights is on in this goddamn house and this food is in the food in the damn refrigerator? The fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? That's what I mean, though, man. Listen. Y'all got to have some type of... Some people got to have some type of work life. Well, she dead ass wrong to me.
Yeah.
To me, she dead ass wrong. Now... I'm not saying y'all relationship was probably the goddamn best. Yeah, because you said you he said he traveled for work too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it sounds he might be away. And this is what killed me. And this is what killed me when I be hearing this from different guys and all that. A chick ain't never in the mood and all that. And then, you know, I was chasing the kids around all day long. And, you know, I'm tired from dealing with the kids. You find somebody to go, you know what I mean? You find a time to go mess with somebody even though you take care of kids all day. You're a stay-at-home mom. Know what I'm saying? You're a stay-at-home mom, but the chances are they ages where they at school, so you probably messing with a whole, not messing with a whole nother dude. Know what I'm saying? When you don't have your kids and he's traveling.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
But the reason why your ass ain't at work your damn self is because he got it to where you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But all that matter is, this motherfucker over here, that was fun, and that's some type of fantasy, and then, not many guy make you wet, so it wasn't no thing where you just went off and did it with him, okay, I went off, I was wrong, I cheated.
Right.
I cheated on a man one time, and I come back. No, we keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We keep it going, so that woman ain't got no type of respect for you, and she only got respect that... No, I'm not getting rid of none of this stuff. No, no, that's a chapter of my life. Excuse me? A chapter of your goddamn life is going to be a goddamn divorce. That's what it'd be with me. You know another chapter of life going to be? With some crazy shit like this? Man, listen, I'm going to get paternity tests done for my kids.
I feel
them kids. Straight up. Because that's your reaction. Who knows what she did?
The shit is way deeper than that. Is exactly what you said. Because if you want an affair, if you have an affair with me, why are we taking pictures? Why are you taking pictures of just to remember these moments? If you don't, who do that? Think about who do that. Who cheat on somebody and you take pictures of various locations and you say, I want these are the moments I'm going to cherish. Because this is a chapter of my life. So you already had that going in. That man don't got no respect for you. He don't know you, but he don't owe you nothing. Because most men don't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
A man be like, yo, don't do... Yeah, you taking pictures. What are you doing? You got a husband and kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You taking pictures of the moment. I never heard of no shit like that. You taking pictures of the person you cheated with. Mm. That's crazy, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck do that? Throughout the months, you got pictures... You probably got more pictures of that motherfucker throughout the 5-month period than you did with your husband.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. So
crazy.
So that right there, man, is super disrespectful, man.
Yeah.
Disrespectful to a whole nother level, man. And I'm sorry you gotta go through this. Like I said, now I mean y'all relationship may not have been perfect because if you traveling for work, that mean y'all might be spending time apart, and yeah, you know what I'm saying? So she might sit in there and that's what mine get to wandering.
Right.
Start fantasizing. And then you come back, you tell her, you know, you take a break. You know what I mean? Because you, like you said, you probably feel bad that you traveling for work. You not there on the, you might be there on a daily basis.
Right.
So, all right, going to give you a break. You go somewhere. And that's why people be acting like motherfuckers is insecure about the whole letting your girl go on a girl's trip and all that type of stuff. Man's insecure. Look what they doing.
Yeah, look what you doing.
Look what you do as soon as. So I say, no, go ahead and enjoy yourself. Yeah, she let a motherfucker enjoy her.
Yeah, she did. And the motherfucker she with, like you said, when you started, is Russian rank. That motherfucker is fun. He's exciting. You know why?
Because
he don't got to do the shit that I'm doing. I'm here working and shit.
Right.
I don't got time to be fun and exciting.
Right.
Shit got to be handled.
Okay. So when the electric bill comes due, we gonna call electric company and tell them, nah, man, it was so fun. Let me tell y'all. Listen, the reason why I can't pay y'all is because we were having so much fun.
Right.
Oh, man, I'm telling you.
Right.
Man, listen, me and my wife, we were getting it in. Man, listen, we went out dancing. We had a walk on the beach. We came, listen, we did it all night long.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Motherfucker Bill Clark on the phone gonna be like, listen, you know what I mean? We sending the people shut the water off tomorrow. We don't have the money.
Right.
You know what I mean? Right. Let's see how much fun you have then when you ain't got no water. See, that's what I'm saying though.
Right.
He the fun dude. Of course he can be the fun dude. He ain't taking none of the responsibilities. He don't have that burden. That's what I mean. Living in a goddamn fairy tale world. Oh no, that was a chapter in my life. Yeah, he can come and go. I can't. Everything ain't all just fun and games here. Not to say, Nami, because some, Nami, you can't forget that you married too. Know what I'm saying? You do want to spend time with your wife and all that. And you know, your wife is a person. Her whole purpose in life ain't just take care of kids and cook and goddamn clean. She is a goddamn person. But yeah, the reason why he can just do whatever and everything's all fun because he don't got to worry about all this shit that I got to worry about.
I hate that statement.
What?
Because I'm a person too.
Yeah.
Because I'm a motherfucker working nonstop and shit.
Right.
So when do I get to do my thing? When do you be like, you know what, babe? I'm going to get a job so it's not all on you. You right. I agree with you. Because I thought of that when I was reading this shit. Like, she just probably trying to find herself because she getting lost in just being a mom and being a wife.
Mm-hmm.
This other motherfucker, whatever your name is, you can be Gladys.
He made me feel special.
Exactly.
Yeah, he got all goddamn day to sit around and write your ass poetry because he trying to hit. Right. I got to make sure these bills is paid. I ain't got all day to sit there and think of no goddamn poetry to write your ass.
Yeah, but even...
And sit there all day, have a conversation with you all goddamn day long and just talk about nothing with you all day.
Right. But even when he wrote us, he said when he left, shit got real. Now you call it crying. Love bombing all day. Crying and tears and... Because you in there like, we don't got nothing in this refrigerator.
Right.
Who gonna put food? We don't got no money. I can't get no food in this motherfucker. These kids just get on my fucking nerves. No.
Go call that motherfucker, see what he say.
Right.
Go call that motherfucker and say that supplies is running low. And I gotta feed these kids.
Right.
My husband ain't around, so I can't, he not around for me to get, you know what I mean?
Right.
Get something from him every second because he not around no more.
Yeah. You talking that?
Yeah. Hold on. Without this motherfucker, I ain't worked in years.
Right.
So even if I leave this motherfucker and I get child support, I still have to do something with myself.
Yeah.
Hold on. You got to come back.
Right.
I'm not going to delete this shit though.
Right.
Because this is a part of my life. Okay. So your ass... got pictures on your phone and in emails. Know what I'm saying? Of the phone that I bought your ass.
Right.
The phone I paid the bill for.
Right.
And the goddamn Wi-Fi that I probably paid for that you can use this motherfucker to save them photos. So, that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
And you're right. Know what I'm saying? You're a part of two, but then... It's all, see, it's all about, well, he paid attention to me. Yeah, that's because his ass dedicate this time to try to get some pussy.
Right.
Because you think he really care about you with somebody else's kid, married with somebody else's kids?
Right.
No.
Because if everything was all good.
He met you, it's just the fun part.
Right, that's what he get.
It's not the rest of the shit that people go through in life.
Right.
He doesn't mean the fun part. You know what I'm saying? He hitting you up when he got time.
Yeah.
And you all fun. Y'all not sitting around talking about, okay, this bill is this much. This bill is this much. We need this much money. We want this much money. Okay, this is the budget. Y'all not doing the real life shit. Y'all doing all the fun part in life.
Right.
Y'all not talking about none of the fucking real shit in life. Y'all just doing all the fun stuff.
Right.
We gonna hang out, laugh and joke. And fuck. So that's why your memories are so good. Because all you just the good shit.
Yeah.
But I bet you had to go live with the motherfucker. You probably end up hating the motherfucker.
She didn't do that. Because in the joint, he said, I told her I was leaving and done last week. Then over the weekend.
Right.
Completely love bombed me with tears and promises.
Hold up. Slow down.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, this man fucking taking care of me.
Right. Because if the other boy was that good, when he left... All right, bet I can bring such and such in now. You like, calling him up. He probably like, remember, I was eating shit out of your kitchen. I'm fucked up too.
Right.
Like, I didn't bring nothing over there. Right. Dick. Come on, man.
My boy eating oodles and noodles, playing video games. He can't even accommodate you and your kids. Right. She figured that shit out real quick.
Yeah.
Hold on, this motherfucker really left. No, you gotta come on back because I can't. Right. You ain't gonna be a stay-at-home mom for long.
Right. Right.
Damn, I mean, if you leave, she ain't gonna be a stay-at-home mom for long. She gonna be out there. She gotta go rejoin the goddamn workforce.
No, she ain't doing that, bro.
Yeah, that's why she jumped. That's why she jumped that hell up.
You mean I gotta get busy? Nah.
Right. Right. You know what I'm saying? Well, listen, you having to get a job now and work, that's a chapter in your life. A chapter in your life we had to get out there in the workforce and work to pay some of these bills.
You taking us to the job for our first day, talking about turn around, babe. Look at the picture.
Right.
I know you like pictures. You like to capture moments. That's what you do. Right. So let's get this picture for this chapter in your life.
Picture of the moment. I mean, picture for the moments. All
right? Yeah, right.
All right? You want to put on your Amazon vest? You know what I mean?
Yo. Yeah, right. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Straight up.
The new chapter. You know what I mean? New chapter in her life. You know what I'm saying? She going on. Everybody wish her luck. Yeah, man. Listen. I wonder why she stopped the shit after 5 months, though. See, he ain't going to that. I don't know if she got caught or nothing because sound like to me, like, I mean, she not sorry about the shit.
Listen. Who knows? I mean, chances are he's probably like, all right, it's fun. It's over.
Right,
Be for real. You can't keep it going too long. This got a wife and kids. She was just something easy to do.
Right. Yeah, you right.
No, I mean, who knows? She might have just started talking that serious shit with him. Like, hold on. Your life is fucking... Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You a stay-at-home mom with kids already.
Yeah, you think I'm taking that on?
Right.
Nah, I'm good.
Time to break this off.
Yeah, right. That's why she stopped.
You know what I mean? It's time to fade away.
That's wild.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Like, what would you expect a man to do? You telling me you gonna keep pictures of a motherfucker. So, obviously, this motherfucker is somewhere in the vicinity of where I live at, because you having an affair with this man. Somewhere in the vicinity of the area. What you think I'm going to do when I see this motherfucker? I'm just going to be like, what's up? Like,
I mean, at the end of the day, you know what I mean? That's not his fault, though. That's her.
You right. It's not. You right. You right. Nah, no, you right.
I can't.
You're absolutely right.
I can't be mad and want to fight you.
You right.
Know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I can't be mad and want to fight you. You know what I mean? Though. That's on her. But this whole goddamn... Yeah, man. To me, it might be over. But at the same time, I don't know how that would go now if you go get a divorce, because she might say, well, I ain't worked. I was a stay-at-home mom, so right. I don't know how that could affect you financially.
Yeah, they're going to get there. They're going to hit you with the alimony.
See what I'm saying?
Alimony and the child support.
So, I mean, me personally, as crazy as it sounds, because if that's her reaction to that, who's to say that's the first time she ever cheated?
True. You're right.
Who's to say that's the first time she ever cheated?
It could be, because it sounds, I mean, his actions would lead you to believe it's not the first time, because, like, you going through a phone. I went through the phone, and I noticed the photos was there. Why are you in the phone?
Right.
Like, why? Y'all, we be looking for because, shit. Then get mad when we find
right,
it.
Right, because you probably had that. Probably suspicion that she probably step out on you.
Mm-hmm.
Probably suspicion that she step out on you.
Yeah, because you went through the phone, then you realize, all right, the phone clean. Let me see the emails. Like,
Yeah, you doing some Sherlock Holmes shit now. Saying,
like, damn,
you doing some Sherlock Holmes shit. I don't know if y'all was arguing or something. She said something, might have triggered that. Like, oh, why would she say something like that?
Right.
Man, I'm about to go through a phone.
Right.
Then let me check the emails.
That's why. That's what I'm saying. That's a lie, yo.
Let me check the emails? The emails.
Yo, he found that shit, though.
Right.
Listen, you found what you're looking for. So now you upset because you found what you're looking for. But now you asking for help. Listen, do you want help or not? Because you found it. That shit right there is the evidence to let you know you feel bad because you found the shit.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you should have went on your Carl Thomas drink on some I don't want to know. I don't even want to know. If you cheat on me, I don't want to know. Just don't let me find out. On some shit like that. That seemed like that will make your whole world feel better. You know what I mean? The bubble that you live in, as long as everything is cool and I'm not aware of it, I'm all right. Nah, bro, shit don't work like that.
Then, like, I mean, deleting the photos, is that going, like, you, like, what's done is done. So, ain't like,
it's to him?
Yeah, it didn't happen. I mean, so it's going to delete right. it. So, like, it didn't happen. No, it happened.
Yeah, to him, yeah.
It happened. So, I mean, man. Yeah, she just, I'm sorry to say, man, I think she did that. I don't think that's the first time.
It won't be the last time.
Yeah.
She got a book she writing, fam. She got more chapters to write. Mm. She 34, she young. She got a lot of chapters to write. So you figure out what chapter you in it. You know what I mean? So you do what you gotta do, dog. I'm not going through these games and shit, but no, I'm not going through those games with no woman. Trust me, man. Kids, just because you got kids and that'll be the shit, because you talking about something, she threw that at him, that the kids love me more than they love you.
Yeah, who says that? What the fuck? What?
So, the kids love me more than they love you.
Comb your head. Who that's playing the, with but, like that?
But that's the game you got to play to get them off the sympathy shit. You got to play these games to get me to stay. She know that man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That's why she hid the shit in the emails. He go through my phone. Let me put him here. Now you probably like, oh, I ain't expecting to go through the emails. He's taking extra moves now. Mm-hmm. Now I gotta move from the emails to the, you know what I'm saying? That's why you do that shit. Ain't no woman gonna hide no shit if a man don't go through her shit.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just y'all relationship. This is the type of shit y'all go through. You know what I mean? This is your life, man.
Mm.
What you do? 5 months is a long time to be sneaking around. Sneaking and hiding, and you told myself I gave her time off because I came back and I'm like, oh, you with the kids. Seemed like she could find time off any other time. You the whole 5 months, would you found time to go do what you had to do the whole 5 months. I ain't had to do that then. And fuck out of here. Well, you make me feel bad about some shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to accommodate you as my wife. You giving another motherfucker. More, another motherfucker got more leeway in your life than me. I'm your husband.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck out of here. You probably taking my money and the money that I got, the money that we got, and I'm giving to you. You probably going out with him, talking about in various locations that they happy at.
Right.
Come on, man. Stop that shit. You feel bad.
Yeah, but right there, man. I mean, to tell you the truth, I mean, it ain't really too much more to say on this joint. You know what I mean? So we might answer one more question. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Because I kind of forget. You read the questions, but I forgot the other question I wanted to do and shit. We got to look at the questions again. But this one right here is, listen. Yeah, I think you're right. He already knew.
Yeah.
Very suspicious cheating because, you know what I mean? You checking the phone because you probably feel like she here all day. She a stay-at-home mom. You know what I'm saying? What is she doing when the kids are probably like, what is she doing when the kids ain't here or the kids in school? What's she doing? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then she tell you, what did he say? She triangulated his location or something to kind of find where the hell he's at.
Right.
So who knows, man? For all I know, y'all might be two people that just cheat on each other, man. If you just might leave that part out. Might
right, yeah, that you part right. out. Why would I tell about what I'm doing wrong? You right. Yeah, you right.
You know what I'm saying? So right there, that's your choice, you know what I mean? What you going to do with it? You know what I mean? Whether you're going to put up with it or not. Like I said, it's not my pockets. Cause that whole divorce thing made me hurt you financially, especially when she ain't working, she a stay at home mom. You know what I'm saying? But to me, I'm telling you, I wanted a paternity test. Because who knows, you know what I mean, she might have been doing stuff like this.
Yeah, but she probably not going, even though he want that, you think she going granting that right? She sound like she controlled. She control. He said in there that he thinks she's a narcissist. So you think that she controlling and manipulative on the things she do. So if she have the inkling idea that they might not be yours, she ain't gonna grant you that. She gonna hit you with some other shit, make you feel bad, and you just not gonna go through with it. Because, I mean, if I gotta go through all these other steps, that would have been on my mind. I'm going through the phone, and I'm going through the email, and I'm going through the desktop, what's on the laptop. That shit would have been in my mind, like, is these kids even mine? That's a lot, man.
Yeah, but like I said, man, choice is yours, man. You already know that. She value your pockets, now I mean not you.
Damn.
Now I mean, she value your resources. You know what I'm saying? It's not really, but it's not you, it's what you can provide. You know what I mean? She live comfortable off you and she afraid to lose that.
So, all right, even though I know you, I mean, the what's your rank thing, right? When should my rank change? Or does it not?
No, your rank
because
don't
if I'm
change.
The motherfucker, but all right.
Your rank don't change.
But I'm just saying, going in, right? If you rank this motherfucker higher than me because he the fun guy, at what point do you value me and my value? So my value never exceeds his?
His value, no, because you got two values for two. It's two different things.
All right.
She valued that guy on some sexual shit. She valued you over some provider shit. Because we said when you said you was done, that's when she started crying. You didn't start crying when you was like, damn, you cheated on me?
Right.
No.
Right.
You ain't say nothing. She was crying. She wasn't crying then, was she?
Right. You're right. Yeah.
Tell you the truth, she was arguing with you about she gonna keep the shit.
Right, which is why.
Not crying, talking about I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The crying, I'm talking about I'm sorry shit didn't come to her thought when she thought, okay, this nigga ain't gonna be around to pay these goddamn bills and take care of this shit. Cause I'm living comfortable and I ain't gotta go work. Then when that got threatened, know what I mean? The fact that, okay, if he gone, I can't live the same way I've been living. I've been living, know what I mean, not to worry financially. If he gone, I got to fucking worry now. Know what I mean? I got to go out there and work. So now it's, I'm sorry. Wasn't sorry for the fact that you cheated on me.
Right.
You wasn't sorry for the fact that you kept the fucking shit, the proof that you cheated on me, and you telling me that you not even gonna get rid of it.
Right.
Because you feel like it's important to you.
Right.
Your ass didn't cry till you started thinking about the fact that if I'm not around, you don't have the full access to my money and resources that you do now.
Right.
But that's when you started crying?
But if the shit's so important to you, why'd you move it to the email? When I noticed it was in the phone, you moved it as if you deleted it. If you're going to give me this bullshit-ass story as it's a chapter in your life and it's a memory, why don't you just say that then?
Because I need your goddamn resource, motherfucker. You paying the bills. I want to make it seem like everything is okay.
Right, right.
I did what you asked me to do.
Right, right, right. Motherfuckers is diabolical. You don't even understand the thinking of a survivalist. Motherfucking survivalists, boy, they think 10 steps ahead of you and shit. They got some shit ready. You know what I'm saying? Because you right. Who the fuck would think about this sending it to the email? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got to put it somewhere where you know, he already looked through the phone. He might look through social media. He might look through my DMs. He might look through, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I got to send it somewhere I think that he might not find it. But I'm going to keep it because it's important to him. You see what I'm saying? So
shit that we value, man.
You know what I mean? Sorry you're going through this, man. Like I said, the choice is yours, man. I know what the financial is going to be for you if you go get a divorce from her. Because you're saying shit, you know what I mean? She was a stay-at-home mom, so I don't know how that's going to work out for you. I don't know how, you know what I mean? If that, because I don't know your finances, bro. I don't know if you can just, whatever's going to happen, if that's going to affect you or if that's something light to you or something that can damage your life, know what I mean, financially, I don't know. Know what I mean, like I said, I don't know your pockets, man. But you're going to decide to leave, man. I mean, good luck. Know what I mean, whatever choice you choose. All right,
what's up? What's the rest of your choice?
What you want to say?
No, not this one. All right, let me go back.
No, I don't read them a lot. I want somebody to read the joint. Like, they read it, but they ain't do it.
All right.
You see? Did we do this one already?
I think we had one that was similar to that.
That kind of sound like we did it already. You sure we didn't do it?
No, this is not the one we did. This joint was like 21 days ago. I don't think we did a Q&A in a while. You want to do that?
Yeah, go on, read that. All
right. All right, this one says, my partner is trans, please help. They say, I don't really know where to start. This is from a female. But up until now, you're right, we did do this one. Identified as a man, to be clear, they had an issue with, I don't have an issue with trans people. I think they all deserve love and to be treated as human beings. No, I don't think so. All right. To be clear, I don't have an issue with trans people at all, and I think they deserve to be loved and treated as human beings. However, despite me at times questioning if I am plausibly bisexual, I don't know if I would feel comfortable dating a girl, especially a trans girl. I understand how rude that sounds, but I don't mean to be. I want my partner, let's call them Sean, to be happy. So I'm being very supportive of everything. However, Sean asked me to call a clinic and help them set up an appointment. I've been putting this off. I don't want mine and Sean's relationship to end, but I don't think I can be more than a best friend to them as girl. Should I be honest or do I wait until they transition to see how I feel? Is it normal that I feel like this? Yeah, because the last person wasn't bisexual. They said they just didn't want to do it at all. So this is a man that wasn't transitioning to a woman. You know what I'm saying? And they're getting their girlfriend, I guess, to set up the clinic appointment for him.
So it says my partner.
She said she's bisexual. In there, see, it says. However, despite me at times questioning if I'm possibly bisexual, that's what she said. So she questions if she's bisexual or not. So she has some type of interest in women.
Okay.
But even with that, she don't know. You know what I'm saying? And she don't want her partner to be a female.
Shit! What the? I mean,
is this like a thing of, see, we asked a question like this before, right? And we actually, when we did the asexual thing. Is this a thing of people going through things and I want you to go through it with me because I need you as my safety net? Because in reality, if you going through this, there's nothing wrong with it, right? But you go through it. You got to carry me through it with you?
Yeah, help me. Yeah, I need you. Yeah, I need you to help me through this.
Right.
And then, but
so now it's like we going through.
Why would you ask your woman that?
To set up the clinic appointment.
You're already telling your woman that I want to be a woman too.
Right.
So did you think about how she's gonna feel? She may say, "Nah, I'm with you because I wanted to be with you, a man, and I want to be with a man."
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So that right there in and of itself to me is crazy that you would just look at your woman and say, not say, I want to be a woman, so we going to have to end this because you want a man and I'm not going to be a man anymore.
Right. I'm changing the whole dynamic of the relationship now. Right.
Nah, you help me out and I don't, yeah, that's just very, very confusing to me. And on top of that, she's confused because she's like, sometimes I feel like I am attracted to women because you feel like you are possibly bisexual, but you with him because he's a man and that's what you're attracted to about him. And you think she
expressed that to him?
I don't.
That could be the reason why he's like, oh, all right, you already said it. So that's why, I mean, by you saying that helped me further along when I go through with this.
Man. Y'all being all type of shit, man. I don't even know how that.
No, I'm saying this is wild. It's wild how, like I said, whatever you want to do with your life, do it with your life.
Yeah, but the thing
but
is,
you want to drag me.
I want you to help me out.
We going through this. No, we not.
Well, you said you kind of attracted to women a little bit, so right. I'll be a woman. What's the difference?
Right.
Huh? The difference is you a man. I'm with you because you a man. You see what I'm saying? So,
and you want me to be even deeper involved in it because, all right, it sounds like, I mean, I don't know how she expressed her feelings to him, how you express your feelings to him, but he wants you to be even deeper involved in it. Set up the clinic appointment for me. Why the fuck can't you set
your own one up?
That's what I'm saying. Like, why am I that involved in some shit that you want to do? If you want to do it, all right, she can be like, I'm supportive of you. You're going to be my homie, my friend, but I can't be in a relationship with you.
Right.
But you just digging, you putting me deeper and deeper into this shit with you.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Shit, wow.
If I was you, now, I mean, your thing is you want to Now, I mean, you want to be with a man, you got to let him know. Now, I mean, if you're going through with this, we can't be together because you just let him know. Now, I mean, I want to be with a man.
Right.
Because that's what, if you want to be with a man, then you just got to let him know that. I want to be with a man. So if you're going through with this, I can support you. But as a friend, now, I mean, we're not going to stay together because I don't want to be with a woman. I want to be with a man.
Right.
And if you got to go through this procedure where you're going to change your gender, I want to be with a man.
Right.
So that's exactly what I would say.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't know what else you would say to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to be with a man. So it's not like so if you go through with this, we're not going to be together anymore. I'm not going to act like I don't know you, but we're not going to be together anymore. Yeah. How old did they say he was? Did they say he was only like
21? 20 and 21.
Right. Young anyway. You know what I mean? Listen, Tom. You want to be with a man, you go find you a man. I mean, go find you a man. That person is serious about doing this, which is that's they can do that if they want, but you don't have to sit there and say, you know what I mean? Oh, well, I just got to be with a woman because he wants to be a woman. So I got to be with him. No, if you want to be with a man, you can just go be with a man. Y'all 20 and 21. You know what I mean? You can find another man. Like I said, you don't got to stop being his, not that, that, you don't got to stop being his friend if he go through with it. But no, we can't be together no more because now you're a woman. No, I want a man. So if you're going to do this, this is changing the fact that you're a man. No, I want a man. So still be friends. I still help you with this, but we're not going to be together.
Right.
So that's all. I mean, move on. I mean, you'll find somebody, y'all.
Y'all young.
Yeah.
That's somebody. Even like, man, we don't talk about shit like this. That's even young to make the decision that you want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, you're 20. Yeah, you talking about this. Yeah. I know we don't talk about that shit, but like, and we, you know what I mean, I don't walk into swimming pools and shit that I don't understand, I don't know, but that's young to make a decision like that. You're young, man. Y'all young, man. But I mean, do what's best for you, man. I wish y'all the best. I wish both of y'all the best in that situation, man. What else? Probably like one or two more joints then. What up, dream you wanna go to?
I don't know, because I'm goddamn tired.
Alright, I feel you. Alright, but in here, we'll go to this drink. Where was the joint at that I thought? It was a joint that was kind of, she kind of like directed it towards you. Here you go. Because this is about like dating. You know what I'm saying? Say, if a woman asks you out and offered to do all the work for the date, how would you respond? Is there a point at which it would be too much? So it says, so I'm a woman and I asked a friend out on a date. At first, he was throwing out ideas and asking me what I thought of them. But then I said that since I'm the one who asks, I felt like I should be the one doing all the planning and driving. So I asked how he felt about being surprised, and he said he was very down for that. Planning on picking him up and taking him to dinner and a stand-up comedy show. Would flowers be too much? I've seen men say that they wish they could be treated like they were very special once in a while. She probably already did this date because it's 27 days ago. Once in a while, but I don't know. If flowers would feel almost like an imposition on their masculinity or something. I'm also wondering, what you men would think if this happened to you? Y'all keep with these abbreviations, I understand. I'm NGL. What's that?
Not gonna lie.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'm not gonna lie. I usually enjoy it when men traditionally, not saying that I expect men to do all the work in a relationship, but I think that level of consideration is really nice. Traditionally, so this is all new. Would you actually like it? Would it make you feel weird? To be totally honest, it is making me feel kind of weird on that account of having never done this before. LOL. Don't realize me trying to impress somebody would be stressful. So she want to know, would that be weird? You know what I'm saying? Is it cool to do?
Listen.
Have you ever had somebody do that to you? Like playing the whole thing out?
Listen, I'm a high value man.
Okay, talk that shit.
You know what I'm saying? When you a high value man.
Okay.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is weird, you saying?
No. Yes, I'm with that.
Okay.
Now, man, it's maybe that happened to me two times. A woman actually took me out.
Did she bring you flowers?
Well, that's OD. You don't need to do that. You don't need to send the flowers. Know what I'm saying? When you a high value motherfucker, know what I'm saying? Yo. And you know.
Fuck, I'm gonna do with these. Like, you know what I mean? Like, all right. Thank you.
I'll give them to the next shit.
There you go. There you go. I'll put like, good use.
Got these. Soon as we get dropped off and all, I mean, soon as we get dropped off because, listen, just because you take me out on one date don't mean I got to give it up.
There you go. Talk that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
Now, we got to work for this. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the regular degular dude. Ain't nothing easy about me. You know what I'm saying? Now we got to work to get this.
Listen, I'm easy. Fucking Brent. Fucking Brent sticks an Olive Garden. You know what I mean?
She got you a box of chicken from Popeyes. Right. You ready to give it up all night long?
Box of Popeyes chicken. I'm talking about as soon as I finish this, you know what you're getting. Right,
right.
You know what's going to happen. Right. The fuck you talking
about. Right. Took that nigga through me down to the drive through for a dollar menu. This motherfucker. For fucking two cheeseburgers and a small fry.
Right.
This motherfucker ate it and everything. Yep. Nigga ate it from the back and everything.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
She over there ordering for shit. Me over the dollar menu.
He ate that shit. I'm asking so good. Her,
do you want me to take the honey pack now?
Right.
Or wait.
Right.
Because I'm going to wear your ass nigga out tonight.
Right.
What you talking about?
This nigga ate my ass and all I bought him was a goddamn small Frosty from Wendy's. And a small Frosty. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But no, man, for real, that happened me a couple times. One time I did get took out on Valentine's Day. I was surprised. I didn't think that she was serious.
Okay.
So I was preparing to just, you know, let her know, you know what I mean? You know, what time do I come get you and all that? And the restaurant. Now she was like, "No, I'm serious. I'm going to take you out."
Okay, that's what's up.
So you know what I mean? It is nice. You know what I'm saying, as a man, I mean, it's not like you want to do it all the time. Now I mean, just the one time. Now I mean, that's surprising, man. You know what I'm saying, like I said, I think that happened to me two times ever.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying, two times ever. Where the chick was, where that woman was serious. Like, no, I'm really going to take you out. And that, now I mean, that's cool to reciprocate. So you want to say reciprocate is like, y'all just do it one time. Now, I mean, once is good enough. Now it's good enough for a guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just feel like, okay. You know what I mean? That was fun, though. You know what I'm saying? I was surprised by that. Because I was surprised both times that the woman really went through with it. Because I was just thinking like, all right, she just saying that. Right. Because, you know, you hit him up and, you know, I'm going to come get you with this and that. No, I'm going to come get you. And I'm like, damn, you serious? Really came and got me and all of that.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? See, but when you a high value man,
talk that shit, yeah.
See, when you a high value man, yeah, you can get that.
Yeah. Damn, that's crazy.
See what I'm saying?
I ain't never had no shit like that happen to me.
See, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, man, we gotta get you to that high value status.
I ain't there yet, bro.
You know what I mean?
I gotta take everybody out and shit. Look, I'm gonna say it like this. Before I got with my second wife, it was this one chick I was dating, and her whole thing was like, I just want a man because I want a man to take charge. So I used to be like, all right, so, you know, like, yo, you want to go ahead and get a grub? That's what I'm saying. I need a man that's going to take charge. Listen here, baby girl. I understand you ain't saying that, but, like, I need confirmation.
Yeah,
if I say, do you want to go somewhere, just say yay or no.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Oh, like, a man's going to take charge. We going to go ahead.
Right.
I'm taking you somewhere. You fucking alert. You allergic to shit.
Right.
I don't know. I can't go in here. There's seafood in here. Yeah. So I don't know. You just said take charge.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, yo. I said you want a man. This is a,
yeah.
Cause I don't want to worry about stuff. I need a man in my life that's gonna take charge. I don't even know you. I don't even think you know what that mean, baby girl.
Right? She don't.
You don't even know what that mean.
She don't. That don't mean I make every decision for you. Know what I mean? It's the whole coming to America. What do you like? Whatever you like. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm like, dog, I'm just asking you, like, do you want to go to this spot? Yeah, you got to just, you see, you asking me questions. You should, or start, yay or nay? That's what I'm asking you. It ain't like I'm just like, wherever you want to go. I'm actually, you know what I mean? So, yeah, some women say that shit. Yeah. That might be a stress reliever for certain guys.
Yeah, because, you know what I mean? Leave it up to me. We going to Golden Corral.
Definitely.
I take charge, right? Definitely. You don't mean to take charge. Yeah. We going to Golden Corral. You know what I mean? So, you eating off the fucking red, the green, the blue plates? You know how Golden Corral got the different colored plates and all that shit? Putting the gloves on to make your plate.
Right. I'm in there trying to impress you, like, they got a chocolate waterfall right over that gym.
Right.
You
know what I mean?
How many spots you know got that?
Right. Said take charge.
Go, go get some food and put it in the chocolate shit.
We go where I want to go.
Right.
This is my favorite plate.
Yeah.
Like, damn, girl, you ain't eating nothing. You only got one plate.
Right.
I got like five plates in front of me.
Treating you like you're a fucking kid. Right. Now, you ain't that when you get home. Right. Don't talk about right something. Do you want something? Right. Because we're here now.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
We ain't hitting no drive through on the way home. You know what I mean? You eat up here. Shout out to Golden Corral.
It's probably stressful as hell being a man dating a woman now.
Hell yeah, man.
Probably stressful as hell. Listen, you trying to impress a woman?
All this
shit?
Goddamn nonsense. All this stupid ass nonsense, man. Listen, man, just be yourself. Now, I mean, I know it's hard out there, man. I know it's hard. Now, I mean, you gotta deal with all this stupid ass nonsense that some people be feeding into. Now, I mean, I only go here, here, and here to this place. What's you talking about? You know what I'm saying? We trying to get to know each other. You want to go to the priciest place just for what? You know what I'm saying? We don't gotta go to the fight. You don't gotta go to the priciest place. Some of the best dates I've been on was not at the priciest restaurant.
True.
It was maybe at like maybe the regular day of the restaurant, or we might have met up and did something. Like, you know, you might have a chick that she might paint and stuff like that and do art. So you might go to like the art museum or something like that. Walk around, talk. Now I mean, you get to know them. Really, just that some of the best dates I've been on was really what just barely spent any money. Really just walk around and just talk for a few hours.
I feel you.
Know what I mean? Got to know, you know what I'm saying? Sitting down, all you want to make sure somebody got to spend money on you to prove that they fucking care about you, got to spend money on you. No, there's plenty of people that spend their money and don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They doing whatever they got to do to hit. You know what I mean? They value what's between your legs. A lot of dudes do that. They value what's between your legs.
True. True. True.
You know what I mean? So they'll spend a couple dollars.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, he took me to this restaurant, don't care nothing about you. But the other dude, he may have really liked you, but he may like this restaurant. He might pick something that's fun to do. A lot of people always worry about because now they dating based on trying to show everybody else where they went.
Right.
I need a picture for social media that I went to this restaurant. Know what I mean?
Yeah, you right.
Know what I mean? So you worried about that more than the actual sitting around actually trying to get to know the person.
Yeah.
That's just how it is these days.
Yeah.
So.
Shit, you gotta be careful because there's a lot of chicks out here dating just to eat.
Yeah, they do. They date because they need content. They date for content.
Yeah, they date.
Listen, I need to go take pictures. I need to take pictures at this restaurant. Right. They damn sure ain't trying to pay all that goddamn money for the damn bill. You know what I'm saying? But they need to go to show that they go.
Right.
That's why they take pictures of the food, take pictures of the damn drinks. Nigga, you know what I mean? The nigga paying for, you know what I mean? The fucking nigga paying for it. You ain't taking pictures of him. You sitting there with a nigga, but you taking pictures of the plate.
Right.
You taking
right
a goddamn waiter to bring food over to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The nigga, you don't even want to take a picture with the goddamn guy that's paying for the damn meal.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's sitting here like, goddamn, you ain't taking no pictures, you know what I mean? some of them cares, some of them don't care. Now, the man may not give a damn if he know he gonna bust your ass later.
Yeah, you right.
That may be the only thing on his mind. I'll give a damn to take a picture of me. Now, I mean, it ain't nothing to me.
The new thing is that if you fly abroad out, you can't assume that you're going to get sex with the fly out.
Man, listen, man. I was talking about that. Like, nah. Y'all down with the damn program. Cut it out.
Yeah, what the fuck you come out here for?
Yeah, all right.
I paid for the tickets to fly you out, and I can't assume we going to sleep together? What the fuck?
No, I'm flying out to spend quality time with your ass. Right. No, I could just did that with a chick that's here.
But the shit that's so weird about that shit, because you talk about it all the time, right? About how this generation is so sexually consumed, right?
Yeah.
So why the fuck would that not be part of the benefit? We everything else is sex.
Yeah, because everybody trying to get trying to get something and now I have to give.
Right. I feel you. Come on now.
A motherfucker flying you to a whole nother goddamn city. Now, unless he's some dude that's really, really, really into you like that, and he really, really want to get to know you, and I really, really like her. But all that back and forth, basic ass, a million goddamn, the type of dude that may be in your DMs and all your friends, everybody else know DMs too, man, them motherfuckers trying to hit. So you already know what it is with some of them dudes.
Right.
You already know what it is with some of them guys. So, yeah, but, I mean, back to the question, I mean, doing that one time, know what I'm saying, may really surprise the guy. Like I said, I was surprised. I was surprised, both times that happened to me, that the women really went through with that. I thought they was just bullshit. I was like, all right, I'll just hit you up. Well, when we want me to come pick you up, I'm coming to pick you up this time and all. No, I'm really going to come take you out. I was like, damn, she really going to come get me and all that? Now, I mean, I let them do that, know what I'm saying? So both times, I mean, of course, the rest of the times, the other times I dated both the women, I mean, I paid and all that type of stuff, but now I mean, I was surprised one of them times, know what I'm saying? I mean, that do make a man feel nice, know what I mean? Because that should be surprising.
I feel you.
Know what I mean? Yo, really pay for the bill? No, but when I would go pay for the bill, it was like, no, I'm really going to pay the bill. I was like, God damn. Okay, because you'd be so surprised with that, know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I mean, most of the time it's like, I mean, of course, now I mean, dating is, now I mean, dating, and I mean, you having to pay the bill, that's just a part of life. Now I mean, when you're dating as a man, you just pay the bill.
True.
But I was surprised that when the bill came and I went to pay for it, they really was like, no, I'm really going to pay the bill.
Damn, that's what's up.
I was like, damn, okay.
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? So then if you pay the bill, but then I have to give it up?
No, you can't expect nothing.
See what I'm saying?
Can't expect nothing.
So how come I can't be like, you know?
Right.
So, you know what I mean? So how come I gotta be expected to give it up?
Right. Can't expect nothing.
Right. So, yeah. So, if I can't expect nothing when I do that to you, don't expect nothing when you do that to me. You know what I'm saying? How come I'm expected to give it up?
There you go. Yeah.
Talking about we going to my house. Hold on. I'm just going to your house. Who said I want to go to your house?
Right. Whoa.
I just talking about myself. I just, what are you talking about?
You moving too fast.
I just took you out. Okay. If I took you out, that would have been automatically that I would have hit.
Right.
So how is it that I automatically got to give it
right.
up?
Right.
How is that?
You treat the woman and shit. That was that. What's the term? No, keep that same energy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep the same energy.
Then I'm told stop playing around.
Right. Nah.
I'm sorry. I'm playing games with the dick. So, you know what it is. I just paid. This would kill me though. Know what I'm saying? Talking about, I just paid my hard-earned money to take you out. So I got to get a dick up.
Right.
But if the roles were reversed, I'd be wrong if I hit you with that.
Right.
Yo, I just took you out and paid for the meal, so.
Yeah, that's my heart. So,
yeah, so you must be coming home with me, right?
Right.
You know what I mean? Listen, man. I mean, even though it wasn't like no serious conversation, it was more jokes because I folded both of them up like clean clothes.
There you go, my man.
I folded both of them up for clean clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit. You know what I mean? You buy me a steak and a baked potato, you getting folded up.
Shit, you better believe it. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? So,
your value's a little higher than mine. I told you. Fucking biscuits and red lobster. You turn around, I'm in the car, my pants are already off. Yeah. Do you need to go into the house? Because I get a dick up right here.
Who
do you go in the crib? We go in the back. I get to dig up in the back of the car.
It's like I knew I had him here when he ate all the biscuits from Texas Roadhouse. Sanders let him eat all the biscuits. Yeah, he giving it up. I let him pick a steak out the glass. Man, I let him pick one of the big steaks from out the glass.
Right.
Yeah.
I sound like a nigga that never been out.
Right. Yeah, you give.
I'm walking past the joint. No, pick your joint. What? You want to pick one of the joints over here?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Right, right.
Yeah, it's a nice, just a good day.
Right, right.
It's a good joint.
Right, she trying to fuck. She trying to fuck. She's like, yeah, go on, pick your date out. I'm going to pick your steak out.
Yep.
You fucking slut.
Yo, if a woman called me that,
I'm
dog.
I'm a slut. This nigga out.
Yo.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, yo.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, I mean, you take me out. You fucking take me out and fucking pay. You know what I mean? You getting fooled up at clean clothes.
There you go. My man.
Straight up. You know what I mean? Listen. Yeah, man.
Yeah, you turn around. I already got the honey pack in my mouth and shit. Where you get that from? Shit, as soon as you said you was paying, I had one of these in the pocket waiting for a moment like this. Fucking, what's the joint that they be on advertising on the social medias? A blue chew.
Right.
Yeah, you know I mean? A fucking blue chew.
Right. Whole fucking, I mean, all them joints. Like, oh, I don't think we'll take all them joints. I just wanted to show my appreciation. I'm out of, fuck the match. Fuck the matches off the box spring. Just want to show my appreciation.
Yo, that's wild. Nigga taking every pill out here.
Right.
One of those, one of these. You don't need all that, baby. No. You look out for me. Yeah. I'm about to look out right. for you.
Right.
Fuck out here and die on top of you and shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, but, yeah, you know what I mean? Doing that every once in a while, or doing that for a guy once, you know what I mean, to kind of show that you really got interest in him.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what I mean? That's nice. Now I'm saying something small, man. You got a restaurant. Now I mean, you and him might go for, you know what I mean, coffee or tea or something like that. Now I mean, you just pay for it. That right there, let you know. I mean, just let the guy know that.
Yeah.
Now I mean, you interested? It ain't always the guy got to come out of his pocket all day. Like I said, just doing that once go a long way. You know what I mean? Like I said,
man, yeah.
Now I mean, both them chicks doing that once, man. Listen.
You right. That should go a long way.
I mean, after that, they had me for years. They called me whenever.
Yeah.
And get fooled up like clean clothes whenever they need that
I
shit.
I feel you. I mean, I still remember that steak.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
I remember,
took me out and really paid, so.
Yeah.
Listen, you know what I'm saying?
You probably went to work telling niggas about that shit at the job. Niggas didn't believe. That shit don't happen. Yeah. This nigga in here telling fables.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers in there. Get the fuck out of here, for real? Yo, man, this motherfucker, yo.
You bullshit.
Right.
You bullshit.
Right. Fuck out of here. That woman did no shit like that. Pay for it?
Right. Yeah, dog. Oh, man. Damn, you know what I'm saying? We came to the end. Before we go, man, let me, you know what I'm saying? Say this one thing, man, because you know what I mean? You know, we from the Philadelphia area, man. WrestleMania was in the town. I was just like, I was down in the city, and I'm like, damn, look at all the money, the transaction that's going on in the city right now, everything that's going on. Why is it that when certain things come to the city, they don't use the influencers that's in the city to promote what they're doing? You ever think about that?
What you mean?
I'm saying like, all right, WrestleMania is so big, ain't no denying that you're going to know a WrestleMania event is coming. But in Philadelphia, we got so many different venues. Something can happen at the Met, and you don't know what's going on at the Met. But I follow Meatball. I'm pretty sure that's when I reached out to Meatball and said, yo, do an advertisement. Tell them what's going on at the Met. You know what I'm saying? Then you would know that shit.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. It was just crazy, man. I was just looking at that. I'm like, damn, that's what's up, man. Shout out to that, though. But, you know what I'm saying? As y'all know, man, it's an Earn an ISO show. If you don't know, now you know we out here, y'all. Peace.